printed in, also printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Lord, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May God be gracious to us and bless us,
and make his face to shine upon us,
that your way may be known on earth,
your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall. At the right.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, you gave your children many blessings, even though we are undeserving. In every trial and temptation, grant us steadfast confidence in your loving kindness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. You'll notice for this sermon that many parts of this Old Testament reading will be used. And you'll also notice in all three readings, we have the theme, the promises of God, that he will bring in many different types of people from all around the world. It says the translation is from the Hebrew in our Old Testament reading, the foreigner. And in what we see in the gospel reading is the Canaanite woman. Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 56, verses 1, and then 6 through 8. Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for soon my salvation will come, and my righteousness will be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it, and holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, declares, I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 11, some selected verses. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he appeals to God against Israel? Now, I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Jews jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection means a reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead? As regards the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as regards election, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as you were at one time disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience, so they too have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they also may now receive mercy. For God has consigned all to disobedience that he may have mercy on all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying,
send her away, for she is crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She said, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, O Lord, great is your faith. O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. Are there any children that would like to come forward? And you're welcome to bring your school bags or any other thing that you use for school.
Okay, we're going to do this thing because we're having a special little prayer and blessing for us and for things for school. We're going to just kind of stand up, but we're going to put our bags just up here to start, okay? Just put them here in a step, okay? And then I need help. Leland and Barrett, would you come in here? You can watch Violet too. See those two bags? Can you get those two bags? One-handed, good job.
One-handed, too.
You can put those there also. All right. Okay. So first of all, let's just stand here for a little, we'll visit a little bit here. Okay, so what you got there in your hand?
We've got cards that say your name and then a blessing and then I love you.
You are loved, uh-huh. So our name is there. And then blessings to you today and all year. Amen. Uh-huh. And then you have, we have a student, a member who's a college student, Taylor. And then we have Delachey, who is a high school student. They're not here today, but they have tags, right? And these tags are on your bags, is that right? Okay. Okay, good. And then one for my wife, Mrs. Rocker, she's a teacher. And one for me, I do a lot of teaching too, don't I? Okay, so just a few little thoughts. So what are we thinking about when we do this? Where are you going starting up?
School,
right?
I'm starting in 2 days.
You're starting in 2 days, okay.
I'm going in until Tuesday.
You start on Tuesday?
I don't remember all that, though.
Oh, you don't remember when you go. Okay, you'll start on Friday. Okay, well, your parents will help you. So that's something, too. And my wife started teaching school actually 2 weeks ago. And then also I have things going on all the time. So these are things God gives us to do, to study, right? We might be older or younger, but he gives us chances to study and to be at school. Now, when we're at school, there's all kinds of things happening, isn't there? There's friends, and you have sometimes you have playtime.
Yeah.
And you recess. And then do you have a lunch there? Do you eat there?
Not Violet.
Okay, not yet. You will. Right.
You don't eat school.
Okay, she doesn't have meals at preschool, but when you get to kindergarten, you will. All these things, God, we ask God's blessings. And also, do you walk to school?
Yeah, I don't.
Do you walk or do you drive to school?
Drive.
You drive first?
I don't walk because
it's kind of far, huh?
Yeah, it's 100 miles.
100 miles? That's pretty far. Well, see, there's parts of going to school that include that too, the transportation to get there. So when we pray that God would watch over us and help us, so it's not only our studies, but also our meals, also our recess time, also the travel, that God would give us safe travel, all these things that God helps us with so that we can continue to learn and grow. So that's included in our prayers too. So also what we're going to do here is I actually have a prayer written in here, a special prayer we'll do in a moment. And there's two Bible passages I have here that talks about how God provides for us and he wants us to be wise and learn. But you know how we have these responsive prayers and in at times when you say, let us pray to the Lord, and you kids know what to say, Lord, have mercy, you know that? We're going to tell you some of those so you can, I want you to listen when we do have our prayer so that you also can say, Lord, have mercy with the congregation, okay? All right. So let's just think about two. One thing maybe you can pray about what you're thinking about that God would take care of for your school times. Can you each think of one thing? Can't think of one thing? Well, we're going to pray for your safety, that you have friends. And that, what? Maybe also that you can learn things, right? And understand things. Okay. Let's have this special prayer, this special order of prayer. The congregation, you're invited to stand for this order of prayer that's written here. Kids, we're going to stand right here together like this, okay? Okay. You want to stand by yours? Okay. But we're going to stand down here on this level. Come down here one step. And we're going to face the altar, okay? Because we're praying this special prayer. Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father watches over all the earth, providing good things for all people, for both bodies and souls. We hear in Psalm 147, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his steadfast love. God blesses us with opportunities of learning in many studies, areas of study, for many ages, whether working as a student or teacher. God grants that we may not only gain wisdom about this life, but wisdom about him. From Proverbs 9, chapter 9, verses 9 and 10, we hear, give instruction to a wise man, and he may be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. Okay, here we're going to start the prayer, okay? We bring before our God petitions of safety and success in all educational endeavors. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all students of all ages, that our Heavenly Father may give a year of safety and good learning. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all families of students, the parents, and all supporting relatives and friends, may be granted God's protection, guidance, resources, and insights to support the students and their family. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all teachers, that Almighty God may give wisdom, insight, and strength to teach and lead their students in true knowledge and wisdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all schools, that the Lord God, who grants many good gifts, protect schools from all evil, so that they may be centers of safety and godly knowledge imparted to their students, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In the name of the true God, we pray, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And now I have a special blessing for these backpacks. But everything that we use for school, and then it's not just the backpacks, it's for you, right? For you, the students, and for the teachers. May the Lord God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless these backpacks and other tools used for this school year. May our God bless all the students and teachers who use them.
Amen.
Okay, thanks for coming up. You can sit down. Can you take those two backpacks back to where they were? We sing this sermon hymn.
Spread the reign of God the Lord, spoken, written, mighty word. Everywhere his creatures call to his heavenly banquet hall. Tell how God the Father's will.
The words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This woman was in trouble. And she came to Jesus. And what's recorded for us, his conversation and his response to her, is instructive to us. It's, as I have in the notes, it's a mystery too. But there's a lot that this lady, this woman, can teach us. As Jesus says at the end of the reading, her faith is great. And that is really emphasized in the Greek text, is great. And remember, that's like contrast, it is a contrast, to what he said to the disciples who saw him walking on water, and Peter, who he enabled to walk on water, you have little faith. That's not the case with this woman. She has great faith. So when we read these words, and commentators don't have all kinds of ideas what to do with Jesus' response to the woman. First of all, as I mentioned there, as I noted there, it's always a bit dangerous to tell Jesus, I didn't get what you meant by Jesus. Did you really want to say it that way, Jesus? What did you really mean there, Jesus? And then you come up with all kinds of ideas of what he actually really meant. So when he says to this woman after she calls out for mercy and explains her situation that her daughter is severely oppressed by demons, he doesn't answer her and the disciples complain to send her away. He says, I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She still says, Lord, help me. And then he says, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Jesus, did you really mean to say it that way? Well, so what's going on in that language? Some would see a disrespect to the woman, and so you have to figure out what Jesus really meant here. Some commentators will say, when he says, yet, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs, he said in verse 26, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And in the Greek, it's kind of a diminutive form. So some commentators say, well, not throw it to the puppies. Now, is calling her a puppy better or worse than calling her a dog? I mean, you start messing around with the language and saying, well, what did you really mean? It's a question mark. You start starting a question mark. What did Jesus mean, and how am I supposed to understand this? Some commentators, and no doubt it was, but say, well, Jesus' purpose for talking her this way was to bring out her faith, to show her faith, which it did show. Now, Jesus' own words, the very words that he says here, he says, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Now, he said right before that, he is sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. And that is what he is concerned about. That he would not be distracted from his mission. The Messiah was promised to the people of Israel over and over and over again. And now he is entering the borders of a non-Israelite place for a time. And this is a non-Israelite woman coming to him. But he's supposed to fulfill that ministry of the Messiah to the Israelites, and that cannot be changed. That is his mission. And so if we want to see Jesus' words and understand his purpose, we see, right, what he says, I have to be the Messiah. I am the Messiah. I must do the work of the Messiah. He must fulfill the prophecies. Must do it. He must fulfill his mission. And the woman is not deterred by that, but still asks for help. Is that right? He's for the Israelites, the Messiah to come for the children of Israel. And she is right. We see in a variety of places in the Old Testament, but our Old Testament reading shows it well, that God is gathering not only the Israelites, but others as well. And what does Isaiah say? Keep justice and do righteousness. For soon my salvation will come and my righteousness will be revealed. This whole section in those verses that are skipped there too, in the verses 6 through 8, this whole section is about the non-Israelite. Those that are not included And God says, no, you too are included in the promises. You're not excluded from justice. You're not excluded from salvation. But do justice. Follow his righteousness. Follow the Sabbath. Do these things and you show that you are part of God's people. And actually the Messiah is for you too. Verse 6 of the Old Testament reading said, and the foreigners who joined themselves to the Lord, to minister him, to love the name of the Lord. Maybe the whole sermon is right there. Did the woman join herself to the Lord, serve him, and love his name? Yes. Right there. She showed that she wanted to follow Jesus. She loved his name so much that she called him the Son of David, the Messiah. She historically is that whole people group did not follow Yahweh. They followed idols. But she was different. She was one that was looking to the true Messiah. Even though she was not Israelite, she was looking to the Messiah. And that is promised in the Old Testament, that whoever would look to the Lord and love his name would be also a part of his people. He says in verse 7 of that Isaiah passage, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. This is a promise to the foreigners, to the non-Israelites. This is a promise to her. Now, Matthew doesn't record how much she knew, how much she understood, where she learned that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, but that is what she called him. These people normally worshiped idols. But this woman called Jesus by his title, asked him for help, and she worshiped him. One thing I'm sure some commentators maybe noted it somewhere, but it struck me that this woman is doing her work as a mother. Her daughter is in trouble. There's a typo in the notes. Her daughter is oppressed. She is watching out for her daughter. Her God the Father, the Creator, has given her this child, and this child is in trouble, and this child is being oppressed by the evil one. And she goes to the exact right person to go to, the Christ, the Son of David, and asks for help. She is entirely within what God has given her to do. She is doing it. I'm trying to take care of my child, and my child is in trouble, and the child is being attacked by the evil one. You see, in her faith, whether she knew the creation narrative and the fall into sin or not, that whole narrative in Genesis 3, she is living out that narrative. For when God talked to Adam and Eve, talked to the serpent first, and said that there would be enmity between the woman and the evil one, and there would be enmity between his offspring and her offspring. Not partnership, but enmity, fighting, striving. And God was promising that the children of Eve were not to be ruled. Their ruler is not to be Satan. Enmity, fighting, struggling, until the Messiah would come. This one descendant of Eve would come and would step on the serpent's head and crush him. But Satan, God said to him in Genesis 3, they are not for you. They're going to be struggling and striving against you, and that is exactly what she is doing for her daughter. She is struggling and striving against the evil one who has come into her daughter's life, come into her life, and now she is going to the one who's going to step on the head of the snake and say, I need help. God said, God made a promise that the snake is not supposed to be over us. And he's oppressing my daughter, and I want to take care of my daughter. Jesus, help me. And she would not give up looking for help for her daughter. And that is a divine, wonderful work, that she is being a mother for her child, finding God, knowing the Messiah who will help her child. How much power does the Messiah have to help her? She says, just a little bit. I know you're a shepherd for the people of Israel. I know I'm not a child of Israel, but even just this little bit, that will be good enough for my daughter. The disciples didn't confess that. Peter didn't confess that. Lord, command me to come out on the water, and then I will believe. Then if it's really you, he walks in the water, and then he doubts some more. He had little faith. This woman says, all I need is a little bit of your power and your promise and your love, and I know it will be fine. And Jesus says, your faith is great. You think about that for our own lives. Well, first of all, and I've preached this, I think, the week, maybe 2 weeks in a row, maybe. We should be very careful not to tell Jesus what to do. You're not doing it the way I think it should be done, but the way, some other way. But do it my way. My way will be the better way to do it if you follow my plan. We think like this often, and that can lead us into trouble. But rather, how great is God's love and mercy and power that he can help us, and that whatever the struggle is, that there is the power of God there, the love of God there, the mercy of God there for us. It's all through the scriptures to learn that about God, to learn that he truly is our Heavenly Father that cares for us, and then not to tell him what to do, but to tell him our problem. To tell him as we see it, this is the problem, this is the struggle. I don't know what to do. I only need a crumb of an answer is good enough. But I need you to help me. And then no matter what happens, we continue to worship and serve God. Whatever his answer is, however he answers it, or we perceive his answer, to continue to worship and love and learn from him. Not to say, you didn't do it the way I think it should be done, so I'm going to stop going to church. And people are doing this all the time. Rather say, God, I don't know how this is going to work out. I am in trouble. I need your word, and I need church, even if I'm in trouble. I need you. This woman continued to worship Jesus even when he gave this, to our ears, harsh answer. I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You're not Israelite. I wasn't sent for you. But she came and knelt before him saying, Lord, help me. She continued to worship Jesus. The Lord wants us to trust in him and his answer and his power and the way he's going to work things out. Not our own way. Not the way we think it should be worked out. He wants us to receive his mercy and his love and his forgiveness. The way he designs. He's the creator, not us. When we think about how Jesus ministered and his final work of suffering and dying for us, would that have even come into our mind? Is that is how God is going to deliver us? As sinful human beings, in our perspective of things, we would never think that the way you defeat Satan is to suffer and die. The way you defeat evil, the way you defeat death is to die. The very basic narrative of the whole Passion Week, we wouldn't think of it that way. We wouldn't do it that way. So also things in our lives. We see things headed in a certain direction, and it scares us, and we know it's a problem. And we come up with a solution that we should do it this way, or we're just going to cut God off, or whatever our thinking is. And he says, no, 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 I'm your God. You are my people. Learn from me. I love you. Continue to worship me and serve me. And as this woman was doing, continue to serve those I give you to serve. Continue to take care of family. Continue to do your work. Continue to do school, whatever we're given to do. Continue to do that. That's what she's doing. She's taking care of her daughter. This woman had great faith. We don't know her name. She was a foreigner, a Canaanite. But she knew Jesus. She relied upon Jesus. And even a little crumb from Jesus would take care of everything. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, forgive us when we don't listen or rely upon you, or when we get angry or think you should do things a different way. Forgive us from those things, but rather lead us with your word and your promises, and lead us to come to you in the name of Jesus, to know that his forgiveness, his death, his resurrection is over all things. Help us to bring our problems to you in prayer and thought. Help us to rely upon you. And in the midst of struggling through different things, help us to continue to worship you and believe in you above all things. For certainly you are our Father and will take us to live with you forever. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. We stand and sing the offertory. Pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the house of the Lord, that it may be a house of prayer, and we a people of prayer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that she may steadfastly proclaim the irrevocable gifts and calling of God, that the disobedient may receive mercy, and that those who hear may become branches grafted unto the true vine, Jesus Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all honest work and occupations, and our good use of the fruits of our labors, for favorable weather, safety, and success in all farming and food production, for generosity towards those in need, for the tithes and offerings that accompany our sacrifice of praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the government and those who protect us, in national, state, and local agencies and governments, that they may keep justice and do righteousness, carrying out their duties in accordance with God's will, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the residents of Maui and those attending them with medical, safety, and social services, that all may be comforted and know the grace of God, even in the midst of disaster, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and afflicted, those beset with grief and sorrow, pain and any trouble, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue, and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, the Rodriguez family, Charles, Sandy, Jeanette, Marty, Carl, Kathy, Rosa, Denny, Carlos, Phyllis, and the family of Elder Hesterman. That the Lord would be pleased to answer their cries for the sake of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are about to receive Christ's body and blood from this altar, that we may be strengthened in faith and love, united with God and neighbor, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away.
To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. The congregation is invited to stand for the post-communion dismissal. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.
Invited to stand or sit for our final hymn, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Praising thee, their song. drive the gloom of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fountainhead of love divine, joyful, joyful,